sports history fans. I'm Ross from the podcast Pigskin Tales. You're about to jump into another thrilling sports history moment, but first, let's dive into today's sponsor, just in time for the holiday season. Introducing Art of Words, the brainchild of word artist Dan Duffy from Philadelphia. Dan meticulously crafts stunning images by handwriting relevant words from some of the greatest sports moments in time. These unique, budget-friendly illustrations are the perfect gift, sparking cherished memories and capturing hearts. Choose from city skylines, sports, history, and musicians to find a piece for everyone. And here's the exciting part. For that sports fanatic in your life, gift them a piece of their favorite team or player's history. Art of Words tells a compelling story. Explore collegiate stadiums, each meticulously crafted with every football victory etched into words. Or venture into baseball stadiums, handwritten with every player from the team's illustrious history. My favorite on the site is Bryce Harper 2021 MVP year. Because I'm a big stats guy, I think that's one of the coolest things ever. Check it out. Don't wait. Order a print today for yourself and your loved one this holiday season. Transform your wall into a gallery of captivating art and surprise your family and friends with a print of their own. Use code SHN15 at artofwords.com for a 15% discount on your order in November and December. Visit Art of Words, where words magically transform into stunning art, evoking cherished memories and touching the hearts of those who you care about. Again, use the code SHN15 for 15% off at artofwords.com.
We look to the Oxford Language Dictionary for the definition of perfection. It states that it's a condition, state, or quality of being free or as free as possible from all flaws or defects. But we have a team from the 1972 NFL season that reached out for that perfection in Super Bowl VII. And we'll talk about them and more in just a moment. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and I want to welcome you into the pig pen here in Western Pennsylvania, where we will go over the football history headlines and legends of the game on their birthdays for the date of January 14th on this episode of the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch. Let's get right at it, and we'll start off on January 14th, 1940, at Gilmore Stadium in Los Angeles. The second NFL All-Star Game went on as scheduled, as the champion Green Bay Packers would play the best players from the remainder of the league. The All-Stars featured Washington's slinging Sammy Baugh and the Bears' Sid Luckman under center, along with stars like Detroit's Cotton Price, per the ProFootballReference.com. Green Bay under coach Curly Lambeau had the star power of Don Hutson, Clark Kinkle, and Beatty Feathers. Packers show why they were the top team as they defeated the NFL All-Stars 16-7. January 14th, 1946, the NFL draft for the 1946 season had Frank Dantzowitz, the flashy quarterback from the University of Notre Dame, as the first pick by the Boston Yanks. The American Football Database tells us that Frank played for three seasons in the NFL, all with Boston. Quarterbacking runs strong in his bloodline because Frank's grandson, Chris Pizzotti, was later the starting signal caller for Harvard's football team. January 14, 1951, at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, the very first NFL Pro Bowl game took place. We had seen in prior years that the NFL used an all-star game to celebrate its top players of the season against a team that had just recently won the title. The NFL broke away from this format to a closer facsimile of what we witness today, except the players from the championship games would also participate in the All-Star Pro Bowl game. The first game itself was a good one, too, as the American Conference outlasted the National Conference 28-27 for the ProFootballReference.com website. Cleveland Browns quarterback Otto Graham claimed the Most Valuable Player Award for the game. January 14, 1961, the AFL landed its first ever player they signed away from the NFL. Former Chicago Bears Willard Duvall inks a deal with Houston Oilers, according to the Medium.com story. There were others like retired former Bear George Blanda, who thought George Halas never gave him a fair shake at quarterback position in Chicago, so after 2 years of retirement, he joined the Oilers in the new AFL. January 14, 1962, at the LA Coliseum. 12th NFL Pro Bowl was played as the NFL's Western Conference edged out the Eastern Conference by the score of 31-30. The MVPs were the great Jim Brown of the Cleveland Browns and Green Bay's defensive tackle Henry Jordan. Other stars in the contest of the NFL's best players of 1961 included Jim Taylor, who led the league in rushing that season with the Packers, the Giants quarterback Y.A. Tittle, Mike Ditka, the tight end of the Bears, Detroit Lions players Alex Karras, Yale Larry, and Dick Night Train Lane, and so many more legends which can be found on the Pro Football Reference website. January 14, 1968, Miami's Orange Bowl in Miami, Florida. In the day it was played, it was dubbed as the second AFL-NFL World Championship game, but it would later be known as Super Bowl II. The AFL's Oakland Raiders met the NFL's top team, the Green Bay Packers. The Washington Post has a great write-up on the game, and I encourage you to check it out for the details. Bart Starr showed why he was one of the best in the business, as the Packers' defense was phenomenal. Raider signal caller Daryl LaMonica was under siege most of the day, and his pressure forced some crucial errors. One of these was a 60-yard pick six that Green Bay cornerback Herb Adderley had in the fourth quarter to pad an already big Packers lead. The Green Bay Packers played well as a team and upstaged the Oakland Raiders 33-14. The game's MVP was Bart Starr, who was sacked three times, but it was managed to throw for 202 yards and a score against a very good Oakland defense. January 14, 1973, we have our feature story of the day. It was also at the LA Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, California. Super Bowl VII featured a team on a mission that we spoke about multiple times in this series, the Miami Dolphins. The franchise that stood in the way of gridiron immortality was the Washington Redskins. It was a hard-hitting game, and the Dolphins used running back Larry Zonka to fuel their offense as he pounded out a game-high 112 yards on the ground against a fierce Redskin defense. The game got pretty exciting late in the contest, according to a story on the WashingtonPost.com. The Dolphins held a 14-0 lead with over 2 minutes remaining. Washington forced Miami to attempt a 42-yard field goal to ice the game, but instead the kick was blocked and the loose ball ended up in kicker Gary Uprimian's hands, and he unwisely tried to toss it forward. But after a tip of the pass, Washington's Mike Bass grabbed the errant throw and found the end zone at the 2:07 mark in the final quarter. The Dolphins were forced to punt after a three and out, and Washington was in business at their own 30-yard line with 1:14 remaining and down seven. But the Dolphin defense came in and put an end to the comeback bid as the clock expired with two Miami defenders piled on Redskin quarterback Billy Kilmer. The final score was Miami, a 14-7 finish to complete their first and so far the only undefeated championship team in the Super Bowl era. The game's MVP was Miami safety Jake Scott, who had an outstanding game. January 14, 1990, the AFC Championship game at Denver's Mile High Stadium was a matchup of two teams we had seen three times in a four-year period of the late 1980s, the Cleveland Browns and the Denver Broncos. The website TaylorBlitzTimes.com has a great detailed article of the game. The Denver Broncos beat the Cleveland Browns 37-21. That same day in 1990, Candlestick Park in San Francisco, the NFC Championship game had the San Francisco 49ers crushing the Los Angeles Rams 30-3 to advance to the Super Bowl per the ProFootballReference.com website. The only three touchdowns of the game occurred on the 21 unanswered points in the second quarter, powered by the Niners' Burt Jones, Roger Craig, and a Joe Montana to John Taylor 18-yard scoring connection. January 14, 1996, at Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh. The season's AFC Championship game featured the Indianapolis Colts and their gritty quarterback, Jim Harbaugh. Chuck Moody of the United Press International covered the game story as Pittsburgh's Bam Morris plunged in with 1:34 left to put the Steelers up by 4 points late. The game got a little hairy after that, though, as Harbaugh launched a Hail Mary to the end zone that his receiver Aaron Bailey had his hands on momentarily until it rolled out and hit the artificial turf of Three River Stadium. The Pittsburgh Steelers hung on to overcome the Indianapolis Colts 20-16 in advance to the Super Bowl. Here's a few headlines from OnThisDay.com. January 14, 1996, Texas Stadium in Irving, Texas. The NFC Championship game had the Dallas Cowboys outlasting the Green Bay Packers 38-27. January 14, 2001, Network Associates Coliseum in Oakland. The AFC Championship game had the Baltimore Ravens defeating the Oakland Raiders 16-3. January 14, 2001 at Giants Stadium in East Rutherford. The NFC Championship game had the New York Giants defeating the Minnesota Vikings 41-0. Now we have one birthday to celebrate on this day, and it took place January 14, 1908 in Macon, Georgia. The University of Georgia's outstanding end, Vernon Smith, was born. The National Football Foundation's voting group inducted Vernon Smith into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1979. Now, we'd like to thank you, our listeners, for supporting our podcast and listening on a daily basis and visiting our website, pigskindispatch.com. You can find our daily podcast by subscribing on your podcast player of choice or your favorite podcast provider, or you can write us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. We'll send you a daily email just to remind you. You can read the articles on the site, and you can look at the podcast then also. Or you can find us on the sportshistorynetwork.com, where our podcast posts every day. And we also have many other great, talented podcast providers that are partners at the sportshistorynetwork.com that have some great sports history content and exciting guests that have some really great topics to talk about. So make sure you check that out, sportshistorynetwork.com. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.